Well, welcome back to the porch, and we're going to be doing a porch on Christmas, and it's going to be Bob Arnold and his friends talking about God at Christmas. And with me is my very, very good friend, Bev Gorman. Bev, Merry Christmas to
you. Merry Christmas, Bobby.
So we're going to be talking about some very, very big questions. So, Bev, what's the first really big question?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. If you had to say what you think the greatest theological question ever posed was, what would you say it is?
Well, I think it's a question that we start thinking about when we're 5 or 6 years old. We sit out and look up in the sky, and we think, I came from my mother. Where did my mother come from? Where did my father come from? Where did their mother and father come from? And before long, we get all the way back to the beginning, and then we say, where did God come from? And I think the hardest, most difficult question to deal with, which nobody has been able to deal with, is where did God come from?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the great theologian says, God was without beginning and is without end. It's incomprehensible.
Yeah. Once you get outside of space and time, there's no way you can grasp that.
So how is it possible that God could have always existed? It's a hard one.
I think that's where a lot of people, just from a believing standpoint, just can't. Once you get to that point, unless you can accept that, then there is no God.
Yeah. But the thing with this is to really begin grasping just how massive, how big God is, And I was with you, Ross, a few years ago. He's an astronomer, and he's, laid out some of the dimensions of the universe, and it's just crazy stuff, We have saw the beginning of the universe, but we haven't saw the end. So far, this was 5 years ago, so this probably has radically changed. There are 306 trillion stars. Okay, 6 trillion is 1 billion or 1 million, billion, trillion, blah, blah, blah. 306
it's
trillion
a lot of stars.
And I don't know how long it took them to count. And this is the thing that's crazy about it is we haven't seen all the stars in the universe. This is what we've seen so far. And the other piece of the puzzle is the universe is still creating itself. And so the universe is still growing. And then if you really want to have your mind blown, here's the thing that's crazy. Over 97% of the universe is unseen.
Wow.
So what we've seen and recognized so far is 306 trillion. That represents less than 3% of everything that's out there. I mean, these stars are pretty big and pretty spread out.
Yeah.
So here is this God who has all existed, and we're seeing just how big and massive he is. The Bible tells us he knows every star by name.
I just heard something about NASA has a spaceship right now that is going, it's just now going outside of our galaxy.
Right.
And it has cameras, so it's going to be able to give them all sorts of information. But the thought that it is literally leaving.
Yeah. And that's what happened. The first Hubble telescope, which was developed at Hopkins, this is the second Hubble. And so this is going to be a far more advanced.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Talking about God at Christmas, it's so easy to just be sentimental and all these great feelings about the baby Jesus being in the manger. But, what we know is this is the God of the universe that we're talking about, that came and appeared, that came and lived on planet Earth. He began as the baby Jesus. But I think sometimes, Christmas is just this little nice sentimental thing. when it's really a spectacular, amazing event, when you begin realizing the God who has always existed, who is beyond comprehension, is the one that's in that manger.
Yeah, it's how do you think about the infinite became finite?
Right. And, you know, you look at God, that he is so willing to be that humble to start off as a baby, you know, in a manger. Now, this manger wasn't this nice little comfortable thing. He was basically sleeping where the animals slept. And, you know, Bethlehem has always been known as one of the poorest communities in Israel. And now when they take tours of Israel, they won't even let people go to Bethlehem because it's such a violent and, you know, bad community.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So what do you think about Julian of Norwich? Did she have anything to say about this?
Well, and this is the, you know, really the final piece, which is a beautiful piece of the puzzle. Julian Norwich was somebody that was sick a lot of her life, but she's considered one of the great theologians, you know, and she's like 500 years ago. And the reason that she is considered one of the great theologians is she made three very, very simple statements about God. Number one, he made us. Number two, he loves us. And number three, he keeps us.
Mm.
You know, that's realms and realms and realms of theology, right, in those three little simple statements. And maybe that might be all you really need to know.
Yeah, that when you take that in the sense of what we were just talking about, the vastness and the omniscience of God, but yet that he desires this little speck of dust in infinity, which is us. It's beyond the grasp of what the human mind can understand. But yet, once you do understand that, it changes everything.
Yep. Well, next week we're going to be talking about that. And we'll be dealing with another big question. But for now, I think to begin thinking that it's not this little baby Jesus that Christmas is all about. It's that this God who is the massive, incredibly beyond comprehension, has come and taken the form of the baby Jesus in a very humble and quiet way.
Hallelujah.